What is lying? The Bible has much to say about it. It is certainly the speaking of the opposite of truth, but it is purposeful and intentional, which gets us in trouble with God. Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about the practice of lying. There is a difference between lying and an untruth. An untruth is something that is not true, but it is not a lie because it is not purposeful and intentional, generally based upon an error of someone's understanding or misinformation they are given. Lying, on the other hand, is a serious problem because it always is by design. It is always purposeful and intentional, and its purpose is to deceive the party to whom the lie is given. As a matter of fact, it's very common in children because children often fear being punished for doing something that they should not have been doing. And so it isn't uncommon at all for little young children to lie to their mothers or fathers so that they will not get punished. But left uncorrected and unchecked, it can lead to a serious problem in adulthood. Lying is linked directly to deception. And because of that, it can lead others to believe something that is not true. It's particularly hurtful if that misinformation causes them to make judgments that they should not have made or take actions that they should not have taken. And so we learn that the Bible has much to say, and it gives stern warnings to us about lying. What is it that makes lying so serious? For one thing, when one lies to another and another finds out that they have been betrayed, it strains relationships. It can be particularly deadly in marriage relationships. Proverbs 14:5 tells us a trusty witness will not lie, but a false witness utters lies. So here we learn that lying is also associated with being a false witness, saying something to people that you said you saw or heard, spoken by someone else, or an action taken by someone else, and there was no truth in it. God has something to say, and God will deal with it. Proverbs 12, verse 22 says, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. An abomination is a very serious sin, so serious that God judges that action as repulsive, outrageous, something that should never have been done. Are there consequences of lying? Yes, there are. In Jeremiah 17, verse 9 and 10, we read, the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds. Isn't that interesting? According to the results of his deeds. God is saying here, the more serious the lie, the more serious the deception, the more serious the intent to deceive, the greater will be the judgment. Do you know God even took the lives of someone for lying to the Holy Spirit? We read about that in Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. Listen to what it says. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property and kept back some of the price for himself and his wife's full knowledge. And bringing a portion of it, he laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And as he heard these words, Ananias fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came over all who heard of it. The young men got up and covered him up, and after carrying him out, they buried him. Now there elapsed an interval of about 3 hours, and his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter responded to her, tell me whether you sold the land for such and such a price. And she said, yes, that was the price. Then Peter said to her, why is it that you have agreed together to put the Spirit of the Lord to the test? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out as well. And immediately she fell at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Need I say more? It's one thing to lie to men, but another thing to lie to God. It can cost you your life. So Proverbs 19:9 tells us, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who tells lies will perish. You see, God performs his word. In Jeremiah 1:12, he said to the prophet, you have done well, Jeremiah. I am watching over my word to perform it. God looks upon it as a very serious sin. In Psalm 5, verse 6, the psalmist says to God, You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit. The word abhors in Old English means hates. And he warns again in Psalm 52, verse 2 to 5, Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor, O worker of deceit. You love evil more than good, falsehood more than speaking what is right. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch you up and tear you away from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. Does God hate a liar? Yes, he does. The psalmist in Psalm 55, verse 23 said to the Lord, But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Now, that's an amazing statement. People don't understand this, but what this statement is saying, that one who practices lying and deception with purpose and intent will cut his lifespan in half. He will not live out the fullness of his days. What do we learn from all of these verses? What we are learning is that lying is another way of boxing with God, fighting God. God hates lying. He hates liars. That's what the scripture says. We cannot box with God. He is too great. He is too vast. He will always win out in the end. God said in Psalm 101, verse 7, He who practices deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who speaks falsehood shall not maintain his position before me. There is a way out. The way out is Christ Jesus. In Revelations 21, verse 8, we read, But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And what is the way out? Repentance of sin and of the practice of lying, and turning from that practice to a heart of repentance before God and crying out to the Lord Christ Jesus for salvation. 1 Timothy 1, verse 9 and 10 tells us, Realizing the fact that law is not made for a righteous person, but for those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers and immoral men and homosexuals and kidnappers and liars and perjurers and whatever else is contrary to sound teaching. The law brings judgment. It was God's standard in the Old Testament, which man could not keep. So in this verse, it tells us that those who practice these things are not under the grace of God, but under the law. There will be judgment, no exceptions. So the answer has to be the giver of grace, God's love and mercy and salvation, which you and I cannot earn or deserve. God doesn't save us because of who we are or what we do. God saves us because of who He is. And the scripture says, all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So we repent of our sin, our practice of lying. We ask Christ into our hearts to be personal Lord, that is to lead us through life, Savior, to save us from that sin and all sin, self and circumstances, and then trust that He works our deliverance from the practice of lying and all other sin. He works those things out of us as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of Him. Are you ready? Maybe you have a problem with lying. Maybe you've been criticized for it. Maybe your significant other, your wife or wife-to-be, has been hesitant to continue on with you, because you have used lying as a form of survival to hide your sin or other sins. Jesus is the way out. If Christ has a way into your heart, Christ has a way out of your circumstances. If Christ has a way into your heart, Christ has a way out of your sin. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.